Please join me in welcoming Brigadier General, United States Air Force retired, Bill Guy, former commander of the 136th Airlift Wing, Hensley Field, Dallas, Texas.
Good morning. As all of you know, Memorial Day is a day to recognize those who have made the most significant contribution to our country that they can make. They've given their lives on our behalf. A short time ago, General Powell was responding to criticism of our participation overseas in protecting the liberties and freedoms of other countries. He noted that the only thing that we have ever asked of those countries is enough land to bury our dead. As I've traveled about and I've been to Normandy and walked the grave sites of the American military in France, been to Arlington Cemetery, to other cemeteries around the country, including the new one here in Dallas, which is a burial site for veterans. And as I visited the Vietnam War Memorial, where I viewed the names of my classmates who were on that wall, it brings Memorial Day home to me and brings a personal touch to my life. I'd like to share with you a monologue developed by Trent Ladd, and it's, what is a veteran? What is a veteran? It is a man or a woman who knows from experience that freedom is not free. It is a human being who, with superhuman valor, voluntarily sacrificed personal ambition, personal freedom, security, and sometimes love, life, and limb so that millions of others would have the opportunity to take these things for granted. It is the beat cop who writes you a ticket in order to keep the streets safe, having seen in Fallujah, Iraq, what unsafe streets really look like. It is the venerated ER nurse who may roll her eyes at your devastating softball injury because she can still hear the screams of the Marines she treated at Da Nang, Vietnam. It is the Legionnaire who uses a plastic arm and a metal hook to pin on his ribbons and medals for the Memorial Day parade, and remembers the day he left his own hand behind in a field south of Pyongyang, Korea. It is the old man in the car with a disabled vet license plate who drives aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp, and who wishes that his wife was still alive to hold him at night when the nightmares come. It is the POW who left home one person and came back another, or did not come home at all. And it is also one white stone cross in a field of thousands, standing as a reminder of a face, a smile, a life full of dreams, aspirations, and infinite potential that was exchanged for freedom, the ultimate price paid for the ultimate blessing. I'd like at this time for veterans in the audience to please stand so you can be recognized. If you'd please stand with me, please. Now I'd like for the rest of you to stand and join me to honor the veterans who are not here. May God be with our veterans and those who continue to serve in uniform. Thank you very much.